Soon, there may be no free lunch in Santa Monica. The Southern California City's council considers two ordinances tonight that address the homeless, and one of them makes it difficult for service providers to set up free lunch sites in Santa Monica parks. Richard Bloom is a Santa Monica City Councilman.
All these ordinances would do is require compliance with county health standards and with our already existing community events laws.
But the point here is to cut down on the events, the free meals that are attracting homeless people to Santa Monica.
Yeah, I don't want to be obscure about it. I think that is the reason that these measures are being proposed. We have, in any given month, upwards of 30 organizations coming into the community and distributing free food. And it has become problematic because our city contributes close to $2 million annually to social service programs that are specifically geared to taking homeless people off the streets and getting them involved in services, whatever they might need. The food programs are not tied to these services at all, and so what they have a tendency to do is simply sustain the homeless population without providing any solutions.
There's another measure up, I gather, that would make it illegal to lie down or sit down in a downtown doorway. Would you end up, in effect, reinstating vagrancy laws with a law like that, in effect making it illegal to be hanging around and homeless?
Well, we're not going to be making it illegal to hang around and be homeless, but we will be making it illegal to block a doorway. What happens in our community is that we find folks who can't find any other place to sleep sleeping in a doorway. My office is in the downtown Santa Monica area, and I can attest to that personally.
You're talking about a city, your city, from which people will say facetiously, I'm from the Socialist Republic of Santa Monica. I mean, to hear Santa Monica cracking down on homeless people, it seems a little bit, a little jarring. We're not playing to type here.
Except we're not cracking down on homeless people. What we are trying to do is facilitate services for homeless people.
But it seems that the level of this argument that I guess you'll be entertaining at the council meeting, to the extent that it's factual, the argument would be, are there just a lot of people who are homeless in Santa Monica and other people from neighboring jurisdictions are coming in and giving them food? Or are there a lot of homeless people in Santa Monica and by coming in to bring in food, those people are in effect attracting still more homeless people to Santa Monica?
Well, it's clear that the presence of food giveaway programs does to some extent attract more homeless people into the Santa Monica community. I wouldn't have a problem with that if those programs were tied to what we call the continuum of care in Santa Monica. The issue that I take with them is that they refuse to participate in the continuum of care, and all they do is come into the community, hand out some food, and then they leave. And what they do is they leave Santa Monica residents dealing with the population that exists here.
Well, Councilman Bloom, thank you very much for talking with
You're
us.
You're welcome.
Today.
Thank
Councilman
you.
Richard Bloom of Santa Monica, California.